This is a song I wrote for the government. Hope you like it. When you're lonely and you need a friend, someone whose love is true until the end. But there's just one thing you gotta do. Run from your problems, of course, then they'll find you. Call the government. They ain't friends, they ain't foe. They're just a bunch of stupid runny nose. They milk your money and toss you aside. They don't care about you at all. They just care about fattening their wallets. Care about pushing their laws. Care about making sure what you do, it benefits their cause. They'll cheat in the elections, making sure the Republicans lose. Then we have someone like Buttface Biden, who stuck ruling over you. Now, I might have said one thing about the so-called president, but there's more you need to know. If he was assassinated, the whole world would moan. We'd be celebrating for the party, joying laughter, cause the dim-witted miscreant has met his maker. Cause God doesn't make something perfect. He is an imbus. Maybe he's not even human. Maybe he's just the devil's son. Cause he doesn't do anything good. He is probably the devil himself. Maybe he's the Antichrist. I wouldn't be surprised if he was anything and everything else. So, don't trust the government. They just want your money. Don't trust Joe Biden. He's a fake anyway. He can't write his own speeches. They can't do a thing at all. They make big promises and break them all. The government is nothing but a manipulative miscreant bunch of lowlifes, scum, gangsters and whatnot. Maybe we should rise against them. That seems to make a lot of sense. Oh wait, they have an army that they lie about anyway. Area 51's not real? Well, studies soon found out they are. Let's get a little advice about the government right here, okay? And yeah, this is part of the song, but let me think here. Oh yeah. NASA lied about the moon landing. So we don't trust NASA. Doctors lying about the coronavirus. I don't trust doctors. The government's lying about pretty much anything. They're lizard people. Oh wait, that is true. Because they're so cold-blooded, they don't care about saving you. So what should we do? What should we say to get the government to go away? Join me, everyone, you'll see. The warriors and defenders of Lilith will show you and save you. Today. Those actually are two real, I don't really call them organizations. Technically, the Defenders of Lilac, this is not part of the song that's only ended. Sorry, the end of the song. But the Defenders of the Lilac System and Warriors, they are both different branches, yet same. Warriors are more, it's like guerrilla warfare, which is blending into your surroundings, striking with clan with like all weapons, such as swords, nunchucks, knives, daggers, slingshots, and so on and so forth. And maybe a revolver if you're lucky enough to be younger. However, most of them, like most warriors, will just use a sword, knife, or mallet, hammer, and battle instruments like tomahawks and whips and stuff like that. However, though, that's just the warriors. What came first is the Defenders of Lilac. The Warriors was technically a remake of the Defenders of Lilac in a certain way before we decided to combine the Defenders of Lilac and Warriors into different branches, different clans, different leaderships, yet with all the same purpose, so we don't step on each other's toes. But thing is, the warriors wear headbands. I'm the leader of of Thunder Clan. I'll post a picture of me in that headband for thumbnail of this video if you guys want, and you guys can't answer me until I do, so I'll do it anyway. I can't talk anymore. The Defenders Alike system had is meant for like hot, cold, and medium okay weather. So originally they all started out with these hats. I'm gonna go from the old hats to the newer ones. I lost one of my hats. So eventually it went from, I don't know if you guys can hear me, let's check and see if you guys can. Okay, yeah, cool. Alright, so I'll just take you with me. As soon as I can find my other Defender of the Lilac System hat. If I ever can. Highly doubt it, but hey, I'll give it a shot. Okay, it's not in my plethora of every single hat I own here. Okay, so I'm shout out to Litz. I'm gonna get all my hats and equipment from there. I also made a finger strap high hat, which is technically just the name of a high school that I wanted to attend, but I was homeschooled, so I wasn't able to. So, from newest to oldest, oldest to newest, sorry, is Defenders of the Lilac System, all in red leathers with a pretty cool font, but there's no symbol. So, and it says on the back, Commander Blake. So, Commander, technically was normal. That would be of the Luna Omega Squad, which is technically just like a normal squad. Then we go over here to, the Defenders of the Lilac System, with a wolf on the front, it's brown and gray. On the back it says, Commander Wolf, which was a name I took over after that, and then there's High on the side of the hat, so High Commander Wolf. High as in high school, so like H-I-G-H. So, technically, High, if you're a High member, as it's called, not to be mistaken with weeds, it's not like, oh, I'm so high, I can't see straight, no, nothing like that. Technically, just the meaning of High is like, you know, like high rank, in a sense. So, if you have High in the middle of your rank and your Defender of the Lilac System name, then that just means, like, that's technically just saying that you are a high-ranking member of the Defenders of Lilac. And the Defenders of Lilac is a little bit more aggressive. We would use swords and knives and technically anything we get our hands on, but we also use, like, M16s, rifles, snipers, technically any kind of firearm. So far, we've only been practicing with airsoft, but the Defenders of Lilac getting pretty big. None of them are to be confused with the gangs, right? The Defenders of Lilac haven't done anything illegal or anything of that sort. Technically, we just enforce the Second Amendment should the government overstep their boundaries and try to rule us like a dictatorship. That's when the Defenders of Lilac will take up arms and fight against the government's overpower. The warriors technically just want to be left alone. They don't really fight for anyone. They just fight for their clan, so as the government stays out of their way, then they may just be like, alright, fine. Don't bother us, we won't bother you. Then we have a beanie, and this is for the snow squadrons, the Defenders of the Lilac System. This is Captain Wolf on it. Originally, Commander was supposed to be above Captain, but recently, Captain became above Commander. And I was raised to Captain. We end up reversing it eventually, so I'm going to get another beanie. But this one is allowed. So technically, in the Snowlands, this one is actually better because in the Snowlands we don't have commanders. So it goes to Captain to General. Why in the other forces such as Air, Navy, Land, like Forest units, grass units, desert units, stuff like that, with headbands and stuff, and hats, it goes to commander, is the highest rank. Or high commanders. Captain, it only goes to captain in the snow ranks. Because, I don't know why, actually. This is the way it was made. The real difference is, the Fringe of Delilah is supposed to have a wolf on the front. But if you're in the snow unit, you actually have a, like, a... What's that dog called? Like a German Shepherd on the front for some bizarre reason. I don't even know why that is. It's just something new. Now, we get to the warriors, alright? So, there's like five or actually six clans in the warriors. There is Shadow Clan, River Clan, Shadow Clan, Thunder Clan, Sky Clan, and finally... you all probably know this is Star Clan, and I know a lot of you are like, that's not from the Warrior book. They just kind of come up with like some sort of like group from the books, kind of, yeah. So technically, I actually stumbled upon the Warriors not too long ago. Let me just lay out the bandanas here. So I had some friends, and they're like, "Hey," I'm like, "Hey," they're like, "How are you?" I'm like, "Pretty good." So it started off with like a self-defense class where they would teach you how to fight with anything, really. And that's something I used to go to a lot. And the leader of that was actually a really big fan of the Warriors. She loved the books. She loved the characters. And her favorite was my favorite. And she loved Blue Star. So she wore this green bandana and put Blue Star on it. Put a star right below Blue Star, and then put Warrior on the very bottom of the bandana. Now, hers was more kind of like you see people wear masks. They sewed it together, but it kind of looks like a robber's bandana when it's all unfolded. But she wore it as a headband. Said story is she actually died like Blue Star did in the books from a dog attack. I mean, some people argue that she drowned, or she was about to drown, or she took in too much water, but on the account that she was hacking and coughing, I say she died from a dog biting her, because the story of the fifth book in the series was horrific at the very end. And it's been a while since I listened, because I listened to the stories by the people and Aaron Hunter and all them, but, Oh, speaking of which, Aaron Hunter is still writing Warrior books. Love him. Or love them, because there's more than one person I found out. But it's amazing, because they work together, and apparently they know, you know, what they want in the stories, and it's even better than it was before. If they're like, "Hey, yo, Brian, if you want to make more, if you want to join and be a part of, you know, write a Warrior book," I would be like, "Heck yeah. Sign me up, brother. Do you want to be paid? Give me a device where I can just get all the Warrior books in the series. All the Warrior books for all eternity. On one device. All the way through. Honestly, I think I'll be 130 before I get to the end of the series, but... there are times, because I'm listening to, I think it's, I'm trying to remember. I like the special edits. Those are really good. I have three of them. I'm going to get four, especially with Tall Star. That one sounds good. If they have one with Yellowfang's son, I'm trying to remember his name, Broken Tail, and his kind of his perspective, that'd be awesome too. But also Tiger Heart or Tiger Star. I want to hear his perspective too, because that would be awesome. Because I want to see kind of his transition, because that's cool. Anyway, I'm going to continue before I get way ahead of myself and ruin too much of the book for you. Okay, so she died in dog attack, and she gave me saying, "Hey," she called us clan because we're like a family. She's like, "You will lead our clan. You will carry on my legacy where I left off. Your story has begun." And she died, unfortunately, and giving her bandana. Apparently you're allowed to keep your leader's bandana, and when you die, you can either one, have the bandana with you or on you when you're buried, but your leader's bandana either stays on you, or you hold it and bury it in the ground. Because if the leader gave it to you, you are honor bound to even be buried with it. So when I die, I'll have Blue Star's bandana with me. And if you dig up the body of a warrior and take the bandana, especially if you take the bandana, if you take the bandana, you're potentially begging for a world of misfortune, pain. So my bandana is Night Star, leader of Red Star in the really middle, very middle of it. Thunder Clan, darker version of warriors. It's just a dark red instead of light red. And I have a red star instead of a blue star. So if you're wondering, in the Warriors book series, a star is just technically is the name of a leader. Literally, your name could be, I don't know, Blackface or something like that, and it would be Black Star. Or you could be named Not a Star and be Not a Star Star. So technically, I'm just trying to make fun of stupid stuff here. So technically, star just means you are, you know, like, I'm a star, a great big shining star, you know. Like, that's kind of what it means. Like, you're the star. You're the glue that holds the entire thing together. You know, you're the head of the body of your clan. You are the head. You're the brain in the operation. You plan and you do that. Now, unlike the Warrior book series, just because you become the leader doesn't mean you go to some sort of weird stone. I think it's called you go to four trees. I forget the stone's name, but you don't get four lives. You don't get nine lives. You just gotta pass a lot of tests before you become a warrior, such as be able to withstand high tolerance of pain without crying out. So, like, first, you get punched in the face quite a lot. Secondly, actually, if you're strong enough and don't scream in pain, if like something falls on your foot and cuts you, yeah, that's my fault. That was accidentally one time, and I just looked down and like, ouch. That didn't feel good, and I said in like just such a mild tone that feels like it didn't even hurt him. Now, a little thing here. The reason it didn't hurt me because I just saw a knife fall and it hit me on the foot. And I saw it hit my foot, but I didn't expect it to draw blood. You know, and honestly, I have a high tolerance of pain anyway, except when it comes to needles. When it comes to needles, I'm kind of scared. In fact, everyone is scared of needles. I don't scream anymore. I kind of want to sometimes, but I don't. And then, like, the scary thing isn't just the needle itself. It's like when you watch the needle because you know it's going to break your skin, so you psych yourself out and your arm gets tense. And that's when like all your feeling goes to that arm and that one spot where the needle's slowly moving towards you. Because they push in slowly. I'm like, come on. Like when I go to the doctor and get blood drawn and like just slowly push the needle slowly into your arms, slowly moves in. I'm just like, cut my arm with a knife. Just get it over with. I don't want you to slowly move it in. You probably think you're being gentle, and I appreciate you trying to be gentle, but that's like saying, okay, I'll crush and destroy you as gently as possible while still crushing and destroying you. I mean, that kind of means, like, gentle, like, crushing, destroying, gentle is, like, I will slowly crush and destroy you. Like, if someone's, like, tell you what, I'll slowly crush you with a boulder or brick or truck, or I'll drop an anvil on you from a very high building, I'll be like, I'd probably, like, I don't know what I'd say. Like, whatever, I have a higher chance of surviving I guarantee if Anvil hits you from the approach table, you'll die immediately and never wake up. But I'll probably choose that because, like, you do it slowly. You're feeling every piece of the pain. And that's like sitting here. Here's a swimming pool with lava. Just go into it as at your leisure, you know? Actually, if someone's like, here, jump in lava or jump in fire, I'll be like, is there an option where I don't burn, like, I don't know, jump off the Empire State Building? I really, actually, that'd probably be worse. The problem is, like, you jump, and, like, all the way down, you're like, oh, gosh, I'm gonna die. So you freak out all the way down. You probably have a heart attack all the way, on the way down, and die from the heart attack, not smashing into pavement. I don't know if you feel any pain. Like, a lot of people say you die immediately because even if you land on your feet and you stay standing, the reverberation will eventually shatter everything, every bone in your body, and your brain would probably explode from the reverberation of you just sticking and landing. And even though you survive that and, like, you're in a lot of pain, if your body did heal, you would be like the richest guy in the world because people were like, some guy jumped off the Empire State Building and he didn't die. He probably wishes he did, like, every day, but he didn't die. He wanted to die because it was so painful, but he didn't die. Don't feel bad for him, even though you probably should. Okay. That being said, you're probably like, oh yeah, I'm gonna die from the Empire State Building if I fall off that, because I'm gonna feel it tomorrow. Oh, don't worry, you're not gonna feel it tomorrow. You're gonna feel it every day of your life. You're gonna feel it right then, too, if you survived it. If you didn't survive it, you're probably lucky. I didn't survive. I'm in heaven with God now, and I feel no pain. Which is more like it's safe from that one guy who jumped out. I'm getting way too into this. Okay. So, like I was saying, high tolerance. It goes from getting punched to getting slapped in the face by a girl, which hurts a lot worse. From a needle, from dropping a knife, or someone accidentally dropping a knife on your foot. Goes to that to that, and then it goes from like getting a garage door dropped on your foot, which has happened to me more times than I can imagine, to you getting hit in the head with a rock. Not hard enough where you die, but hard enough where you feel it and it doesn't feel good. I had the misfortune of also that. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. The misfortune of that happening. That was not a happy thing, and that was very painful, and I didn't like that much, but I didn't really have much of a choice in the matter because my friend thought it would be cool to throw rocks at a tree, as he knew very well I was going over that area to swing on the rope swing into the water. But he thought it'd be a great idea to throw a rock and hit me in the head. He says, sorry, it's an accident. I'm like, yeah, well, that accident could have killed me, but I forgave him. So on the bright side, I didn't die. I kind of, in some manners, wish I did. It hurt so bad. But I didn't die. That's the important thing. I didn't brutally die. So, at least we all know that I didn't die in horrible, horrible ways. Meanwhile, though, I will say, didn't have much fun. Anywho. Now that, just to get that conversation over with.
Yeah, see that conversation worth. It was fun to have fun. I'm not explaining this well. Just say you have to do go through high tolerance because if someone, just theoretically, if someone, is hurting you to get information out of you, just much like the military. You have to push through the pain and not tell them anything. Now we do that not for any malicious reason, but except the reason that we don't want the other clan to find out. Now, I will say this though, that has come in handy in other ways. Mainly, I'm accident prone, so it toughens me up. So, technically, what I'm saying is there are two areas that people are kind of trying to protect themselves of and defend themselves of. I'm going to tell you this though right now, really fast, okay? Little quick dealy here. For all of you, we are looking for more members, mainly in the Warriors, more so than the Defenders of Lilac. But put down below if you want to join the Defenders of the Lilac System or the Warriors. Technically, the Defenders of the Lilac System is technically like a non-military. So technically a non-USA military. You can literally, wherever you live, you're technically defending your town, your state, and your country if you have to. And the Warriors generally is just defending your group of friends that are like a family to you and join the clan for you. So tell me, would you rather be a warrior? And if you are a warrior, would you rather be part of my clan, Thunder Clan, River Clan, Shadow Clan, Wind Clan, Sky Clan, or Star Clan? Or if you're a defender of the Lilac System, tell me would you rather what rank you would want to be, and from private to commander, which is technically all the same thing. Ranks, everything rank from private to commander, everything that rank up. So there's still corporals, still sergeants, lieutenants, majors, like that, all the way up to commander. And tell me what rank you'd be, and if you'd be part of Desert Patrol, Sky Patrol, Grassland Patrol, Snow Patrol, anything like that. And come up with a cool name for yourself, put that in the comments below. I want to see your comments and see what you guys rather be and what you join. And if any of you want to join my area, then that'd be awesome. Now, this one goes out to a very special viewer. They used to be my picture editor, and if they listen to this video and made it this far, you've done very well in general, everyone. But to her, or him, or whoever you may, or whoever they may be, I know what gender they are. I know who they are, but I don't know if they want to know, so I'm not going to give you guys a hint. If I'm asking if you will be okay with coming back and helping with thumbnails. Again, your art is amazing, and there's videos I want, and I technically used you as in our older, like the videos that just you and me made together with our role plays, and I didn't think about expanding on other videos asking for your fan art. So, tell me in the video if you want to go back to be my fan artist, or my artist, and if not, and if you don't answer, I'll ask you tomorrow personally. I know that you may probably still not be okay with being my artist, but I'm going to tell you this now because this is how I feel truthfully. You are fantastic. You do amazing work. And quite frankly, if you want my true opinion, you are just, without any question, amazing at what you do. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you all next time next video. Leave a like and subscribe, that would be greatly appreciated. And of course, if you want more videos by me, do not worry, because I won't fall off the fixed addiction. We're going to look into the shadows, because this was a strange one. And of course, everyone, please also remember to keep your eyes open out there, because the madness never ends. And finally, everyone, I need to howl. I need your help. Let me count three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Howl. Gropa. Thank you, everyone, for watching. And good night.